الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وتم علينا نعمه ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما أتمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظم فطاب من طيبه القاه والأكم روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, karam, Allah ta'ala's extreme kindness upon us that we find ourselves existing in this world. My honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, Hakimul Ummat of this time, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali, explains that just to be existing in the world in any form whatsoever, even if you are existing in the form of a snake, even if you are existing in the form of a dog, whatever form you might be existing, it is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Because just to be existing in the world, you will be enjoying Allah Ta'ala's unlimited bounties without you even realizing. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us understand this important point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا, here Allah ta'ala has used the plural. According to Arabic language, this is the plural, that all of you, all of mankind, whole of jinnat, what all your abilities, all your resources, all your intelligence, whatever you have got, all your capabilities, all of you get together and do what? Start counting. And count what? Ni'mat Allah. Count one favor of Allah. My Shaykh so beautifully says that one is one. What do you need to count? So other words, it seems outwardly that the statement, what does it mean? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words, Allahu Akbar, are only full of wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words are so impeccable. If a person just ponders slightly, and especially when you understand the reality whose words it is, then see the impression it will have on your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, all of you get together and count one ni'mat of Allah, la tuhsuha. You will perish, your resources will perish, the world will perish. You still won't even reach the surface of one bounty of Allah. In other words, in one favor, there are unlimited other favors of Allah, which we can't fathom, we can't understand, we can't realize. So it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy, Allah ta'ala's kindness, that we are existing in this world. And then, Allahu Akbar, look at Allah Ta'ala's favor upon me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me and you particularly, Allah has made us ashraful makhlukat. The best of all creation. Allah Ta'ala declares, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that undoubtedly insan, you the best of all my creation. And this is, nobody deserves it. It's nobody that I could make dua for it. Nobody can claim that I deserve to be the best of all creation. Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us very clearly, emphatically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my beloved Nabi, explain to my servants, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ وَرَبُّكَ Your Rabb, who is Rabb? Rabb is that great being that brings something from non-existence into existence. And there is only one Rabb who is Khallaqi Azeem, who is Khallaqun Aleem. Allah Ta'ala, that great, magnificent creator. That creator whose every creation is totally perfect and full of wisdom. So Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Your Rabb, يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Your Rabb, that Khallaqi Azeem, is that great being who creates whatever he desires. And then, وَيَخْتَارُ. Then also, nobody has got a choice to say, I want to be insan, or I deserve to be insan, that is the height of stupidity. Or I deserve to be this creation or that creation. Allah says, وَيَخْتَارُ. Allah has got the sole choice. Allah chooses then from His creation. Allah chooses who to make who and what part of the creation. Subhanah, Allah is totally pure. Allahu Akbar. We can't understand, an ant is walking, we can't even fathom why Allah Ta'ala created this ant. A fly is troubling us, we can't understand why Allah Ta'ala created this fly. We become angry and unhappy. Allah Ta'ala teaches us, Subhanah, Allah, you are pure. Oh Allah, you are so magnificent. Everything you created for a certain purpose. As Mufti Usman Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained yesterday, that the flies, they will be put in Jahannam to trouble us in Jahannam. In this world, how we get upset and troubled just by one fly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that although you are the best of all creation, all your abilities, all your intelligence, whatever you have, it's not at all your sole right. It doesn't belong to you. It's not your achievement. It's only and solely the special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us very clearly in the Quran Kareem that don't have this attitude. Many of us today, we have got this attitude, particularly youngsters, as they said so beautifully, jawani mein majnuni hoti hai. When you are a young boy, then you're like a mad man. It's my car, it's my house, it's my girlfriend, it's my wife, nobody should tell me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ How can you be ungrateful to Allah? And the height of ungratefulness is kufr. Not to believe in Allah, not to recognize Allah. But even if you got iman and not to appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given us, this honor of being a human being and to become a human being and to understand that we first have to become human beings. Allahu Akbar, Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And as I say, in this zamana, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzazirul Ali, the Hakimul Ummat of this time, they explain that if you want to become a human being, that come to this khanqah. Then you will learn how to become a human being first of all. To become a wali is still far. A friend of Allah, that is still far. We have to understand that we first have to realize that we are the best of all creations. Allah has made us the best. And then Allah Ta'ala has given us choice now. I made you the best. It's up to you now whether to live on that high pedestal or not. Whether to appreciate this gift or destroy this gift. A person who thinks I am the best and I deserve this. Allah says you the height of stupidity. I gave you this life. Don't be ungrateful. Don't get involved in being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying it's my life, it's my wife, it's my money. Nobody should tell me what to do. Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا. You are non-existent. Now we gave you existence, and then you are such a weakling, you couldn't do anything. Now you in your jawani, you in your madness. And sadly our Shaykh says today our condition, we shouldn't say the youth are like that. Hum 55 ho gaye, abhi bachpana nahi gaye. We 55, we 60, we still can't leave our childhood days. I still must know the score. I must still watch the cricket. I must still do this. And I must still go for picnic and to the grounds. We are 55, did Allah Ta'ala send us for that in the world? And then we think we are great people. We haven't yet become insan. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ Allah Ta'ala says, do you think that I just created you for tomfoolery, aliyazu billah? Allah Ta'ala, so to say, had no work. So Allah created the creation, and Allah Ta'ala created us just to pass our time in this world, and pass our time worse in sports, in other activities, and worse in haram activities, even sports. No, I'm not, the fatwa is not that you is jais to watch sports. So to think that I'm wasting my time in this, and I'm not going to return to Allah, this life is an amanat. Allah has given us this life, and we won't able to move on that day of Qiyamah. And Allah gives us this practice every day, 5 times a day, come to my darbar, come to my court, come to my honorable palace, the house of Allah. This is the darbar of Allah, the court of Allah. Why Allah Ta'ala brings us here? To say Allahu Akbar, to realize I have to surrender in front of Allah. Tomorrow, how am I going to stand in front of Allah? How am I going to answer when Allah is going to tell me, I gave you this life. What you did with this life? Today we can fool our parents. We can fool our ustads, our mashayikh we can fool. We try to fool our wives. But like our shaykh says, don't try and fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya'lamu khainata al-ayun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur. Aankho ki choriya aur dilo ki raaz, tu sab janta hai beniyaz. Our dada shaykh Hazrat Shah ki maktasab rahmatullah alayhi. And Allahu Akbar, Hazrat used to say, hamara tasawuf, our tasawuf is mudallal. It is proven by Sharia. That the statement Hazrat used to say, Aankho ki raaz aur dilo ki choriya, tu sab jante hai be niyaz. This is the ayat of the Quran Kareem, which Allah Ta'ala says, Ya lamu khayintal ayun wa ma tukhfi sudur. Allah knows that what khiyanat you are making, that shows that this eyes is a trust from Allah. When you breach this trust, you are making khiyanat. So Allah gave us this eyes, Allah Ta'ala knows exactly whether we are making khiyanat, what the side of the eyes, who we are looking at, what we are doing, and then what we are cooking in our hearts. All the haram thoughts, the haram biryani, whether we are thinking low about somebody in the first surf, and we thinking of the imam like this or like that, Allah Ta'ala knows all these things. So we cannot fool Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand and realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave you this life. وَكُنْتُمْ أَوَّاتًا فَحْيَاكُمْ We gave you this life. Allahu Akbar. That is why the beautiful dua taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. And our dada shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab rahmatullah alayhi says, make this dua regularly, daily, for our islah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiz. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghiz. Aslih lana sha'nana kulla. That Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, oh that great being who is ever loving and who gives life. And Ya Qayyum, oh that great being who don't only give life, who's sustaining every creation of yours in the whole world. Allahu Akbar. That great Allah. In one dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us so beautifully. Ya man la yashghilu samun an samin, wa la yuglitu al masail, wa la yatabarramu bil ha'il mubarrin. Azikni barda afwik wa halawata rahmatik. Ya man la yashghilu samun an samin. Oh that great being who never gets confused for a split moment. That all the creation can be asking Allah at that very split moment, in all the different languages, the languages of the animals. The insan has got so many different languages. That is why our Dada Shaykh says so beautifully, another person's language sound, but you're not used to it, so it sounds funny. Don't laugh at the language. Because indirectly you're laughing at Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From our many signs to recognize Allah, to find Allah. That is the lowest sign of a human being. to recognize my Creator. Who gave me this existence? Allah Ta'ala says there are many, many signs. خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Look at the heavens and the earth, and you're able to recognize Allah. If that is too far, وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَالْوَانِكُمْ. Look at your different, listen to the different languages. It's not man-made. Allah Ta'ala has created these languages. All your different complexions, this doesn't give you superiority to one another. Allah Ta'ala says very clearly, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Allah Ta'ala says, O people, addressing the whole of mankind, non-believers, the whole, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ. We have created you. And rightly so. Only Allah Ta'ala is worthy of making the claim of Khallaqi Azim. We have created you. And min zakari wa unsa, we created you male and female. And then we made your progeny come on the face of the earth. Wa ja'alnakum shu'uba, we made you into different tribes. Different nations. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Different nations, from different states, from different clans you come. You speak different languages, you got different complexion. This is in no way to give anybody superiority over the next person. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu has come to the world at that time when people were lost in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression. They lost all sense of humanity. Yet they had the audacity to think, we are great people. We are the Arabs. We are great people. To wipe out all this, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and said, لا فضل لعربيين على جميين ولا لعجميين على عربيين إلا للتقوى. No person has got virtue over another person. Whether you are Arab, it doesn't mean you got virtue just because of your lineage over a non-Arab. If you are a non-Arab and you can be a Lama, a very great Mufti of the time, it doesn't give you virtue over a non-Arab, over an Arab. Illa littaqwa. Allah Ta'ala says, besides, when you got taqwa, when you got connection with Allah, when you got the love of Allah, and the more you recognize Allah, as it is said so beautifully, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabbah. Wa man arafa rabbah, faqad arafa nafsa. Whoever has recognized himself, that I am not worth anything, I am just one filthy, dirty droplet of sperm. So faulty I am that when that droplet emerges from the body of a human being, of a man, every hair of his body becomes napak, that now he has to make ghusl. That is my inception. What am I? It is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal, Allah Ta'ala's kindness. Allah has given me certain ability. Allah Ta'ala has given me certain intelligence. It is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. I have to appreciate and realize who is my Allah. Look at Allah Ta'ala's kudrat. So beautifully one pious servant says, agar Allah Ta'ala ki kudrat dekhna hai, to ek mush mitti ko dekho. If you want to see the kudrat of Allah, look at one handful of sand. Allah Ta'ala has created us. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. The first human being, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, I made him from sand and water. From sand. Our Shaykh says so beautifully, today we get astonished that you see, you buy for your small grandchild, your granddaughter, you buy a walkie-talkie doll, and you put their batteries in. Now when that doll is moving and talking and laughing, you say, hey, look at that doll. We get there, astonished for toys. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see? وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسٍ وَمِنْ آيَاتِي أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرًا. Don't you see, I made you from sand. Sand which is so useless. We trample on the earth, we walk on the earth. It's got no outward qualities or properties. But Allah says, we made you a model from sand. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرًا. Look at you, insan, what you doing in the world? And like Hazrat says so beautifully, if Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has to come into the world today and see what my progeny is doing, he'll be shocked. Where? And like we always complaining, Hazrat says there's no need. Our work is just to complain. We don't realize our work is not to complain. We're doing what we're not supposed to be doing. Our work is to be appreciative all the time. To be making shukr all the time. But we are complaining, things are becoming very expensive. And things are becoming very expensive all the time. Look at the price of petrol, look at the price of this. Hazrat says this is from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time. In that time, they would one tiki or whatever the currency must have been. And today we say, that time you could buy so much bread and you could do this. But they were earning also so much. So this will happen. This is the procedure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As mankind is proceeding in this world and progressing, and real progress is not scientific progress and technology, and you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, sadly, our condition today, we boast of our scientific progress, and we say, where man has reached today? We are creating, we are manufacturing microchips, and jets, and this, and that. But sadly, if we haven't recognized our Creator, then we haven't progressed in the least, but we have retrogressed. And let us look at ourselves in this time and age, the so-called technological time and age. What is the condition of insan today compared to the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, when there were no institutes, there were no teachers, there were nothing. Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasam came to the world in that time and brought man to his senses that you are insan. What are you doing? Allah didn't send you here to pass your life and then to get involved in filth and dirt and haram, and then arguments, and then fights, and strife, and rape, and all this filth and dirt, and you regard yourself as an honorable person. Nabi Kareem Sawasam brought senses to us that realize that we are insan. And to be insan, it's a very, very great honorable gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such an honorable gift that Allah ta'ala himself takes four qasams in the Qur'an Kareem. And after four qasams, Allah still bring two important stresses after them, just to make us realize what is our position. What honor Allah has given us. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالتِّين وَالزَّيْتُون وَطُورِ سِينِين وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala taking four qasams. Allah Ta'ala is وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can say a more true word than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, we generally take qasam, we know that to prove our truthfulness, I'm talking the truth. But sadly, we regard ourselves as human beings, forget human beings. We regard ourselves as Muslims and believers. Let me do my own introspection and see how many times we take qasam, we take Allah's name and we still tell a lie. That is our condition today. We have stooped so low in disrespecting the name of Allah. And look at Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah's love for us is unbelievable. That Allah has, according to our temperament, and as my Shaykh Ibn Abdul Hamid Sahmad Jazirul Ali so beautifully says, that Allah, we the parcel of Allah, Allah created us. If you getting a parcel from a container coming from overseas, the moment it comes, you know exactly what to check. That this must be in the container, this must be in the container. So we are the parcel of Allah. Allah says, "Inna khalaqnakum." We have created you. So Allah Ta'ala knows exactly our temperament, our mizaj, our nature. That we will live such a life that the word of a human being, forget the word of a Muslim, the word of a believer, the word of a human being supposed to be an honorable word, supposed to be a true word. But we are telling so much lies today. And like the Western propaganda, Shaitan's teaching is, they tell a lie so much that people regard it as the truth. And in simple terms, this is propaganda. And that is why our Akabirin explained to us that Shaitan's work is to make you despondent. Show you all the wrong things on the media and you sitting and watching the news. 99% of that is lies and filth and dirt, and you becoming despondent. What is happening to the Muslims in the world? And your work, what you're supposed to be doing, becoming the slave, the humble slave of Allah, that you're forgetting about. And just talking, oh, this is happening in the world, that is happening in the world. Things are getting very expensive, there's so much robbery, there's so much debt. But the conditions of the world are dependent upon mine and your living. How we love, Allah Ta'ala says, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ. Don't blame any government. Don't blame any country. Don't blame any nation for what conditions are coming down. How you love, that is the conditions we will send down. Conditions come down from the top. That is why so beautifully Hakimul Ummah Jazal Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, مَنْ كَانَ نَظْرُ إِلَى مَجَارِ الْقَضَى لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامَهُ فِي مَخَاسَمَةِ النَّاسِ. whose eyes of the heart is open, he is a true human being, and then he becomes a Muslim, submissive to the will of Allah, the command of Allah, and he becomes a believer, that what can be said, a friend of Allah, then that person knows that whatever is happening in the world, whether it's my personal thing, whether it's a thing in the world, his eyes is on the majari qaza, where decisions take place, and decisions take place by Allah Rabbul Izzat Arsh. Allah has decreed that already, that this has to happen, and it is going to happen. That is why we should understand and realize, learn from the friends of Allah how to correct our tongues also. Many times we say, just coincidentally this happened. Nothing happens coincidentally. Everything happens with the will and the command of Allah. So much so, the most important event in the history of Islam, the Battle of Badr, which was known as Yawmul Furqan, the day of decision making. Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَقَضِيَ اللَّهُ أَمْرًا كَانَ مَفْعُولًا. Allah has decreed that this matter has to take place on this day. The Muslims had no intention of going out for battle. The kuffar also didn't have no intention of going out for battle. Allah had decreed this is the day of Furqan. The truth must become manifest and clear. Which is the way towards life and strength and happiness? Which will make you a loving person? Allah says, لِيَهْلَكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَمْ بَيِّنَا وَيَحْيَا مَنْ حَيَّ عَمْ بَيِّنَا. So that what true proof, nobody can complain on the day of Qiyamah, I didn't know which direction I was going. Allah showed it openly to the world, that those people, so to say in the majority, and who are claiming that we are on the true path, Allah Ta'ala says we want to make it clear to show them that the true followers are those who put their trust in Allah, who have recognized Allah. And Allah has made outwardly, like our Shaykh explained so beautifully also, don't get fooled with the statement that seeing is believing and hearing is deceiving. When Allah wants to show you what Allah wants to show you, He will make the picture different. In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, O Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we wanted this matter to take place, the Battle of Badr, so not so that you lose your courage. And now you hear that the enemies are coming with a huge army. In your dream also we showed you they are very small army. So the Muslims don't get scared and turn back. And even the kuffar, Allahu Akbar, respected elders and friends, if we become insan and we become Muslims, myself particularly, and if we become mu'mineen, then Allahu Akbar, one Muslim is enough to scare all the kuffar. But we are not where we are, like my Shaykh says so too, so beautifully, today we like picture Muslims. We like picture lions, how children play with pictures. You go to the nursery school, the first thing they'll give you drawing book. And the children are drawing, and at home they learn, the children learn. They went to the zoo, the mother showed them, this is the lion. Lion is very dangerous. But when they get their drawing books and they must draw the lion picture in, they drawing, they say, oh, this lion, nothing is happening. So as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that this child takes his pencil and poke the eye of the lion. Tells his friend, see how strong am I? What can this lion do to me? He takes his small scissor and he cuts the tail of the lion. He say, tell the lion, where's the, what can the lion do? It's a picture lion, what can the lion do? It can't do anything. Then our Shaykh says, you get that lion, that's a loving lion. But it's in the cage also. That you go to the zoo, it's written there, don't trouble the lion, and don't poke fun, and don't poke sticks. But because it's in the cage, we see small children, they'll poke a stick in the cage of the lion, say, what can the lion do? See how strong I am. Because that lion is in the cage. Our Shaykh says today, even those that are practicing Muslim, but sadly today we like lions in the cage also. That even if we practicing on Islam, but we want to go Hajj and Umrah, we are forced to take photos. Which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, La'an Allah al-Musawwireen. Allah has cursed those people who take photos, who make images, who make snaps. Whatever way it's made, that's a different story. And that is not the discussion. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining an important aspect, which today has become part of our life. Good people, pictures on our mobile phone, pictures on our status, and we feel happy, nothing wrong with it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is why our Shaykh explains, our Dara Shaykh used to say, even you have to take a passport photo, a photo for your visa, Don't take it with a smiling face and feel, hey, I'ma show the world who. We see today, women, they will dress up to take their passport photos. That is the time you should feel sad that I'm a lion in the cage. I have to take a photo, which Allah Ta'ala won't be happy with. You take that photo under, you are under stress, you have to do it. But make tawbah, make istighfar. Realize, I am committing the wrong thing. And then, we have to work and desire that, oh Allah, make us those lions that we are free in the jungle. That lion that is free in the jungle, go and try and interfere with that lion. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh explains that one time they were in one game park, and just then the lions did their kill, maybe a few hours ago or a day or so ago. So they were around that carcass, and the male lion, the female lion, and they were all, a whole group were around that carcass. So many cars stopped to see, very nice sight. And one bright spark just decided to take one stone and throw at the lion. And when he just threw that stone, and that lion turned around and did that one roar, all of them, Hazrat says, that those that were driving, holding the steering, your hands, your feet became like jelly. And Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib Majazil Ali, our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Dada Shaykh's son, also a great wali of Allah, the Khalifa of Azman Abra al-Haq Sahib, who is in our country, inshallah, he'll be here tomorrow, inshallah, also for the Jalsa. Hazrat explains that my father, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib, rahmatullah, used to say, I don't go to the zoo or to the game parks to see animals. Mainly I like to go see the lion. And why also I like to go see the lion? To hear when an ordinary creation of Allah has got such a roar that makes you scared, then what is the might of Allah? What is the jalal of Allah? What is the greatness of Allah? Yeah, so beautifully one pious servant says, Shani teri har ana naiye, gai jalali, gai jamali. That every split moment of Allah, your shan, your splendor is different. Sometimes it's just your jalal. You see thunder and you see lightning and it's becoming dark. You're scared. At that time we scared. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, go in sajda. Go to Allah Ta'ala. Make istighfar. Turn and make tawbah. But sadly, we don't get to our tawfiq to put out our TVs also. We still want to say we want to see the weather. That is the time to be in tawbah and istighfar, the jalal of Allah. And just all of a sudden, you see the lightning disappears. The beautiful sun, rays are coming down. The beauty of Allah, the jamal of Allah. Where will we learn this? When first of all, we learn to become insan. And from insan, we hope to progress to become Musliman. From there we hope to progress to become mu'mineen. And when you become a mu'min, then Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of those people who have brought iman. Allah declares his friendship. This person has brought iman. That from his heart he says, La ilaha illallah. Not just the translation we learned in nursery madrasa, in primary and class 1 and class 2. And if we haven't learned the reality of it, we're still in nursery. That we say there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. But to understand what is, that is an empty capsule. When you fill this capsule with reality, who is my Allah? How great is Allah? On the other hand, Allah is so great, so magnificent. Allah is Ghani. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَنِي. That Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, announce to my servants, Allah is independent. Allah doesn't need anybody's sajda. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need anybody's tasbih. The whole world can praise Allah. It won't raise the status of Allah to the slightest degree. Allah is as great as ever. Allah is as pure as ever. And on the other hand, aliyazu billah, you get those people who swear Allah. The whole world can talk bad about Allah. It won't decrease the status to the slightest degree. Allah is ghani. Allah is independent. Then we might be thinking, Mawlana say Allah is ghani, but we have to perform 5 times namaz. It's faraz upon us. Why Allah made this faraz and we have to perform namaz? Allah Ta'ala immediately answers that, our answer, gives us our jawab in this ayat. Zur rahmah. Allah is not just merciful. Allah is the embodiment of mercy. Allah is the creator of mercy. Allah is just mercy. We can't understand the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, our Shaykh gives a beautiful example and explained to us. Now for example, we all read after the Imam made salam, We all must have read our tasbih, subhanallah, 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 announcing the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I just mentioned, whether we say subhanallah or we don't say, Allah is as pure as ever. Then why are we saying, jaza'u wifaqa, Allah is so kind, we are the servants of Allah, we don't deserve anything. But Allah ta'ala says, you do as I tell you, you my slaves, I will reward you. And according to your action, I will reward you, which you can't even imagine. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully. We say, subhanallah, it's Allah's kindness with my dirty tongue. I make so much ghibat. I tell so much lies, so much rumor mongering. Allah still allows me to say, subhanallah, Allah's pure name on my tongue. And I, we just take little time, sit in a company of the friends of Allah, and this is what this whole Islahi Jalsa is all about. To make us realize who we are, and come to that position, and say subhanallah with little consciousness, oh Allah, you are so pure. Oh Allah, you are so magnificent. Oh Allah, you are beyond any blemish whatsoever, any weakness. You are so pure, oh Allah. And when you say this, in reality, Allah Ta'ala says, my banda says, I'm pure. In return, I will purify his heart from spiritual diseases. Without him realizing, and all myself, first of all I'll say, no, I don't have pride, I don't have jealousy, I don't have hatred and ill feelings for anybody, I don't have love of dunya, but I just see one car and my eyes pop up. And I say, I don't love dunya. I just see one house and my eyes go, hey, I wish I had that house, which we know is perishable. You're going to perish before that house, or that house is going to perish before you. So we are so overtaken, we don't even realize that we got these spiritual diseases, which are worse than cancer. It's worse than TB. It is such a thing that eats up your physically makes you sick. And we think, no, we are sick, I got high blood, I got sugar, etc. Our Shaykh says so beautifully. Now recently medical science have realized that 99% of our diseases are psychologically affected. More with your mind. And they prove to us, according to your mind, you just think you got a headache, now you make yourself very sick. But if your mind tells you, no, I can carry on doing my work, you'll see you'll carry on doing your work. Hazrat says they might reach that stage, if they come to that stage, to realize that every disease is directly connected to your spiritual condition. If we realize that every decision is from Allah, whatever any person got, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us the beautiful dua early in the morning and in the evening. Allahumma ma asbahtu bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdak la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, you have woken me up this morning. Whatever ni'mats I have got, this life you gave me, this beautiful body, this health, my house, my children, all this that you gave me, and whatever, oh bi ahadin min khalqik, whatever you gave to anybody in the world, it is only for minka wahdak la sharika lak. It is only from you, and your decision is full of wisdom. So who you have distributed to who, it is only your wisdom. I don't deserve to have this, you have given this to me free of charge. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. If a person recites this dua, our Dada Shaykh explained, Allah Ta'ala will save us from pride. Allah Ta'ala will save us from jealousy. Otherwise this jealousy is such a disease. Our Shaykh says that this is such a burn and such a flame that all the fire brigades in the world cannot put off this flame. To learn how to put off this flame, we are so fortunate. The friends of Allah, who's got that very special chemical to put off these diseases and to make us live a comfortable, peaceful life, they have got the taste of it because they have sat in the company of those friends, who sat in the company of great friends, and it leads up right to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba sat in the company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when they sat in the sahabat, the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing they realize, we are human beings. Otherwise, before that, Allah Ta'ala says, don't fool yourself. I made you my best of all creation, but like today, the whole world today, everybody is fighting for my rights, freedom of choice. The woman won their freedom, this one won their freedom. Allah Ta'ala says, since I've created you, I gave you your freedom. ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين. Allah Ta'ala says, who gave you just two eyes? You think it just came like that from nowhere? Our Shaykh says, every day, according to the World Health Organization, daily, maybe now it's more, 250,000 babies are born every day. So Allah Ta'ala is supplying 500,000 eyes every day. And it's which factory is made? In the factory of the womb of the mother. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, the mother's womb is not an assembly plant. That today we see cars, machines, it comes, some part come from Germany, one part comes from America, one part, and here they just got an assembly plant, VW assembly plant. They just putting all the parts together, and they're assembling the model, and they say, we made this model. Allah Ta'ala is creating this whole human being, the biggest, the greatest machinery in the world, that's now manufacturing so much things, and you're getting astonished. But who gave you this brain? Who gave you the size? Anyway, time is short. Let us just try and wrap up quickly. Allah Ta'ala says that, وَهَدَيْنَا وَنَجْدَيْنَ I gave you those two eyes. I gave you your two beautiful lips. I gave you your tongue. And then I gave you freedom of choice. وَهَدَيْنَا وَنَجْدَيْنَ Now I made you a human being. I made you my best of all creation. Now it's up to you. I show you the two roads. The road that will lead you to become an honorable personality and become the friend of Allah, if you follow on that path, you'll become the wali of Allah. You'll become the forgetful human being, you'll rise to such a height that the malaika will envy you. They will say, is this an angel or am I an angel? That what the heights you will rise to. On the other hand, وَهَدَيْنَا وَنَجْدَيْنَ I showed you two roads. The road of shaitan also. Shaitan will bluff you. And زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ He'll beautify the outward things with all his advertisements, everything, and outward enjoyment and pleasure, as our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that success is not outward things, it's what within you. Enjoyment is not something outward, it's what within you. In your heart, you're sitting in the 5-star, 10-star hotel room, but you got misery in your heart. You got depression, you got worry. So where are you in luxury? You are in total depression. So Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you those two eyes to look at those two parts. And I gave you your constitution, your way of life. That if you want to be a real human being, follow this kitab. And the last and final kitab, which encompasses all the books of all the Anbiya, all the kitabs of Allah. Allah Ta'ala sent down Qur'an Kareem. And Qur'an Kareem is such a great kitab. It's not within the ability of any person to understand Qur'an Kareem on his own. So much so, even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تحرك بي لسانك لتعجل بي إن علينا جمعه وقرآنا ثم إن علينا بيانا. When Qur'an Kareem was coming down the way, Allah is so mighty, Allah's words are so mighty. And when you learn and read Allah's words, you'll also become mighty. You'll also become great, but you'll realize it is only Allah's favor. So anyway, when the Qur'an Kareem was coming down, wahi, and that is the subject to realize now, Ramadan Sharif is right at our doorstep, to realize the great gift of Qur'an Kareem. This is wahi. This is the words of Allah. How impressive and how great it is, we can't understand. So anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this Qur'an Kareem to understand how great it is. Allah, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was getting revelation, he was eager to learn the words of Allah. Allah ta'ala put him at ease and says, no, we will put it in your heart. And not only the words, summa inna alayna bayana, we will give you the explanation of Qur'an Kareem. So Qur'an Kareem's tafsir explanation also comes from Allah. You won't get it on the internet. You'll get totally lost. In the web, ask one poor fly that gets caught up in a spider web. He can't come out from that web. Which is the weakest house, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna awhanal buyut labaytul ankabut. The most weakest house is the house of a spider. But don't try it out. You get caught in that web and see today where we are gone. In all the world wide web, they say the world is a global village. And where we are lost. We are lost. We doing some important work. You're going on to one site for some important work. Just one pop-up, one small advert, and you lost somewhere in one porn site. And where are you lost? So how to realize and become true human beings? Time is up already. But just to give the gist of this Surah Allah Ta'ala is mentioning that everything in this world we have created in two parts. One is the outward body and one is inside the reality. In this word, this surah also Allah Ta'ala is giving us a brief idea that a human being is made of the body and the soul. The body also has to be healthy and the soul should be more healthy. Then you'll be regarded as insan. Otherwise, outwardly you'll have a figure of an insan, a figure of a very beautiful human being, very splendid. You think I look very smart. But Allah Ta'ala Himself is saying, if we don't have our reality, then لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. We gave them hearts, we gave them minds, but they can't think. They're going into filth and dirt and they say, we intelligent. You're worshipping idols and you say you're intelligent. And our Shaykh says, don't think people in the church or in the temples are worshipping idols. We have to see ourselves. If the imams up, the mutawallis have to say tomorrow that we're going to put a golden idol here in front of the imam, very pure gold, then the imam will stand behind that idol and make an salah. We'll all roll up our sleeves. We don't worship idols in a masjid. Hazrat says, fair enough, let myself ponder and think. They say, okay, we'll take away the idol, but we will melt it into gold coins. And then tomorrow, Fajr time, who's ever here first for Fajr will get 100 gold coins. See if they will be placed in the masjid. So that same idol, whether it's in our heart, today our Shaykh says, first sports was a game. Then it became an idol, now it became our God. That everything, our mind is full of sports. All these things to become a reality, Allah Ta'ala says, Wateen wa Zaytun. Your body I've made for your spirit, for your physical nourishment. Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam of healthy foods. That by the qasam of the fig, by the qasam of the olive. In other words, if you want your body to be physically healthy, then not halal under all conditions, you must only eat halal. But not just halal, tayyib, pure food. And as it is said in English, you are what you eat. And today we are eating junk food, and our Shaykh says, we cry, Molisab, my children don't listen. We giving them junk food, so what they'll become? Junkies. If you eat the beautiful khajur of Makkah, you become, of Medina Sharif, you'll become a Madani child. If you eat, drink the nice zamzam of Makkah, you'll become a Makki child. If you eat junk, what you'll become? A junkie. So we have to realize that outwardly nourish our body properly. And that also you learn in the Sankha, as I shared. Our Shaykh says, you want to become insan? Come learn here. The program that takes place in the month of Ramadan by our honorable illustrious Shaykh, from the start till the end, how to eat, how to dress, how to talk, how to realize just what is this insan. So outwardly, feed our body properly. Eat healthy things. And the most healthiest food is, the most pure food is what's cooked at home. What zikr, what dua, etc. And then if you want to become your real, if the body is there but there's no soul, what's the good of that body? The main important thing is the soul. And the soul comes from Allah. So the food of the soul also comes from Allah. Allah Ta'ala teaches us there, after that two qasams, the next two qasams, that was to Risinin at Mount Sinai. Musa alayhi salatu was salam went for fire, went for nur. Allah gave him that nur to enlighten the hearts of his followers. And he got Torah there. So if you want to become a real insan and become a Muslim and a mu'min, then follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Quran Kareem, Kitabullah, as last night also Mufti Yusuf Sahib explained so beautifully, that you won't understand Kitabullah on your own. You need Rijalullah, you need the men of Allah. And for that, this is the most important thing we need. Allah made us make this dua, which is our greatest need. Every day, every rakat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Oh Allah, put me on that path. You said I showed you two roads. Now put me on that path that will make me an insan, will make me a Muslim, a kamil, a mu'min, a kamil, a wali, a kamil. And this is the fikr, the men of Allah. They have given this responsibility. They have come with this fikr, how the world can become true believers and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And love in such a condition, Allah says, Allah inna awliya Allah. Listen attentively. Open your ears and listen. As our Shaykh will just end off very quickly, Hazrat says, that they are generally when the bayan starts, then we are half sleep, we start listening eagerly. But after a few minutes, then we start drowsing off. And we listen how we don't take that right message. Like one Maulana started his Juma Bayan, and after a few minutes, this poor person taking his 40 wings, here, Maulana said, Wiyaj, interest is haram. This person heard piyaj is haram. And normally Hazrat says you want piyaj when it's very expensive, the wife wants piyaj. So this person heard piyaj is haram, he went home, the wife says, lot of visitors are coming. We need 2 bags. He says, it's 100 rand, you're right in your head. And you didn't hear what the Maulana said. He said, what the Maulana said? He said, Maulana said, piyaj is haram. He said, which Maulana is this? Let me phone you. And when she found out, Maulana said, I didn't say viyaj, I said viyaj, that interest. His bonds and that he doesn't want to listen. So that he doesn't want to listen about. So anyway, similarly, in Arabic, there are 3 words which are called hurufi tambi, the letters of warning, ala, ama, and ha. Listen attentively what I'm saying. Allah, Ama, Ha. I'm not saying Yamaha. Just now you say this Maulana is advertising Yamaha products. So Allah says, Allah, inna awliya Allah. When you become a true insan, you'll move up the ladder, you'll become a Muslim. You'll be concerned, I mustn't cause harm to any creation of Allah. And you'll become a mu'min, a wali of Allah. You'll realize that I mustn't disobey my Allah. Allah is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Then Allah says, you'll have the taste in this world. Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. No fear whatsoever. The petrol price can go whatever. The skies can become lead and the earth can become copper, like nothing can grow. You'll know my Allah is Razzaq. No fear. Wala khawfun alayhim. Wala hum yahzan. No grief that if I die, what's going to happen to my children? My properties, what will happen? So these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are they? Alladhina amanu. Who bring complete iman. Wa kanu yattaqoon. And all the time they work towards taqwa. That we are weak, we are insan. We will slip also. As one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, hum is tarah tay kiye manzile, hum chale, hum gire, girke ute fir chale. This is how we walk through the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But make that intention, that come in this path. My islah is necessary. It's time I realize, I think I'm a human being, but I'm not even thinking properly. I'm not even using my eyes properly. My ears, I'm only listening music and ghibat. Allah says, Ulaika kal an'am. Then we like animals. And we are in ghaflat. So to come out of this, we are so fortunate. Allah has given us such a great wali of this time, with the speaker, and so many awliya, and the time for Ramadan Sharif is that time to inculcate the taqwa. Not to stay hungry, to keep roza and see the roza of the eyes, how enjoyable, of the ears, of the heart, etc. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality and then see what position Allah Ta'ala will give us in this world. You'll get the taste of Jannah. What can be said in the qabr? What can be said in the year after? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, after Isha, our Shaykh will address us also. Then we'll understand reality. And we should be making this dua that, O Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. O Allah, we seek your assistance. You made us insan. Let us love as true, let us become true insan. And Muslims and mu'mineen. And make us your close friend. Wa akhiru da'wana.